Watson Hall presents. One Last Job, written and run by Shimin Begg.
Should we have a stab at this scenario?
Yeah.
Right. Do you remember anything?
I have some notes.
Oh, that's a good start.
Which have an advantage over Nick's notes in that I typed them, so they're probably the words I meant to put down.
Mm-hmm.
But they say things like post-mortem Tesla material.
Yes. Yeah, that's... So, an accurate phrase.
The summary, as I recall it, is it started with people hanging around.
Are hanging around your house or around your area of the town. I spotted
a remarkably incontinent Labrador. Apparently,
yes.
This appears to we traced them back to a a company on the local trading estate that doesn't appears to have a strong tendency to employ ex-police and intelligence types.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And be very quiet about what it actually does.
Yeah.
Apart from the one guy who's very incompetent.
Yes.
Who is basically, we actually thought for a little while, was the red herring that they were dangling in front of us. But then we actually realised that probably he's just the owner's son or something like that.
He's nephew of a former MP. I think we may even have used the title failed nephew from a previous episode.
Yes, I believe so. Duncan Roscoe.
Yeah. Now, this then tied with a lot of hand-waving to a missing woman... Polish first name, daughter of an immigrant in the 60s, who may have brought with him something distinctly weird.
Mm. Yeah.
So there's something involving infrasound?
That's part of it, yeah. A lot of the weirdness in the office appears to have been protective measures against a subliminal influence. And we found some evidence that there is some subliminal influence going on.
Oh, yeah. Yes, because it's almost a bit of they live where you basically put the glasses on or you do something and you can spot there's a lot of the signs around have all had... that affected with them, and there's sounds being played.
Some subliminal messages being put on the radio,
yes.
You noticed. Which, listening to Roy Orbison's You Got It, appears to...
Or at least their specific recording of it, which we assume has been manipulated.
Indeed. Yeah.
And we did, in the end, I believe, actually go and find... the cache of, just use the polite term material, because you never know who's listening, but it struck us as a sort of material that would not be healthy to be around for very long, even if there weren't people with guns looking for it. So,
Yeah, like, you're not pinning it down to a specific nasty thing, but at the same time, you feel it's probably not a good idea to say, store it in your pants.
Mm. Yes.
General principles, really, they'd stretch horribly. So this thing seems to have been brought over, smuggled out of Soviet Russia by Pavel Chmilevska, whose daughter is now in her 60s and has disappeared in an appointment to speak to someone at the MOD.
And I think our working assumption is that she kept that appointment and was then disappeared.
Mm-hmm. You've now got the thing that somebody is after, or... police, hospital. Yeah.
Or at least they think we have, which is practically the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else? I'm trying to know what handouts you got.
I have some of those.
Handouts? Did we have handouts?
I have a triangular lattice, which was the mask of the local recruiting poster for adult education courses.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I have a couple of overhead photos, which I'm not sure whether I officially have.
Possibly not. I think you've got my Hedwick news. George Carl Whittington, blah, blah, blah. His nephew, Duncan Broscoe.
I don't appear to have kept that one, but it's quite possible. Oh, that's the PDF. There we go.
Yes, that's PDF.
Yeah.
Have you got article.odt?
No.
Mm, okay. Yes, so I can't remember what and who you were looking into at this stage. It's been sufficiently long that you probably don't either.
No. Clearly, it is the blighting influence of the mind control that has caused us to forget our excellent plan for solving this whole situation.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
I seem to remember we were going to investigate the uncle, who's the MP.
I think that was the plan, yes.
Yeah, I feel I would like to have more than that to start with, because he is the sort of person who can afford a lot of expensive Bex police, etc., who will simply beat us to a pulp and encourage us to go away. So,
mm-hmm. I mean, there are certainly options which do not involve exposing yourself to being beaten to a pulp. From Macready, okay, yeah, I've got a summary. Former junior defence minister, currently senior executive in Heimdall International, amoral weasel. Footnote, no offence to mustelids of any genus is intended by his colloquialism.
Mm-hmm.
Opportunist and treacherous git. Exactly what you'd expect of a former minister who secured a bunch of contracts for a private military company and then promptly moved into it.
Mm-hmm.
Is the short version.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I think, a curse is up to will get you article.odt. No, I'm going to attempt to get to it and check if I actually gave that one. So my computer always defaults to opening my work drive rather than my actual drive. Watson.
Well, look at the bright side. Microsoft have promised to put a screen and keyboard logger into every copy of Windows.
Oh, good.
I see no problems with this at all.
Why? Yes, I remember saying that. Okay. Right. Mark, I have dropped a copy for you. Old article.odt. I will get a copy to writer as well.
If you just post the link, I'll give it a try. It works some of the time.
I was going to just drop it in your folder.
That'll work too.
There you go.
Where you stuck it in my Dropbox? Google Drive rather.
I've stuck it in the Google Drive for one last job.
Right. Okay. So let me.
Which I'm sharing.
If you've just shared that. Oh, okay. There we are. It's going to make life a little bit easier. It would have made life a lot easier if... What? If I hadn't pressed the wrong button.
That never happens.
No, not at all.
It's the red interfering again.
No, for some reason it actually then decided to go to Amazon. Which is interesting, but I'm not quite sure why.
It's for your own good. You haven't been buying enough lately.
I only bought something from them this evening. On the grounds we actually we did a small thing and suddenly realised there we are, one last job article, there we are. That's what I'm after.
So that gives you a basic idea.
Yeah. No, we suddenly realised that if we actually wanted to go somewhere and buy stuff, that was going to be about 3 weeks.
Shall I read this into the record?
Sure.
Inquiry launched into woeful defence procurement. Investigation has been launched into UK defence procurement amid concerns of routine over-purchasing, inefficiency and favouritism. Inquiry by the Subcommittee on Defence Equipment and Support will investigate a string of failed agreements and scandals and consider what lessons can be learned. The Public Accounts Committee recently labelled defence procurement broken after it emerged that more than £1 billion had been lost through botched contracts and deals far above the market rate. This included millions of pounds worth of perishable supplies that had to be disposed of in waterproof clothing that deteriorated within hours in cold conditions. In the face of these scandals, the MOD has placed a number of officials on paid leave and begun reorganisation. As Director of Future Procurement, Kevin Pelling, has resigned, though critics say this deflects blame from the ministers ultimately responsible. And I assume this lines up broadly in time with...
It lines up very much in time with this. Notably, even a cursory look into who might have been placed on paid leave will bring up the name Duncan Roscoe again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not very long afterwards that Carver Whittingham decided that he needed to spend more time with his private military company.
So spend more time with his family. All his employees are like family.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. The main thing that George seems to have been doing while he was there is privatising things. In line with, policy at the time. Privatising things as much as possible.
George, as in George Carver Whittingham. Got it.
George Carver Whittingham, indeed.
Yes.
Yeah. Most notably, the decommissioning arrangements for the Swiftsure line of defunct nuclear subs.
Mm-hmm.
So once that had been wrapped up, he made a move into the welcoming bosom of Heimdall International.
Mm-hmm.
Would you care to place a small sum of money on which company secured the contract?
Ah, would that be Heimdall International?
Who could have possibly guessed?
A stab in the dark, my lord.
Yeah. Most unlikely. For those listening at home, in real life, no. As far as I know, very little actual decommissioning has taken place.
Mm-hmm.
In the world of the scenario, that is not the case.
Yeah, well, I still reckon they really missed a trick when the US Navy decommissioned the Pegasus missile boats. I mean, the thing that made them interesting was that they had the hugely powerful engine and water jet propellant and propulsion and hydrofoil. They cut off the hydrofoils before they sold them.
Just keep those bits.
That's why you want the boats. Yeah. I mean, yes, all right, they would instantly have been bought up by drug smugglers, but that's... Yeah, never mind, never mind.
Yeah.
Give them to the Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard really wanted them. They just couldn't afford them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I'll give me some sort of... research.
Oh. Yeah, sounds like intelligence to me. Three. That would be a 15, which is a hard difficulty.
Yeah. So
intelligence what... analysis.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, that was better. 5. Mm. So 5 under. Oh, 14. So not critical.
Mm, close.
Not quite a critical.
No.
Yeah, I mean, in both cases, you know where to look, how to look through this kind of thing. So it's notable that the pattern is slightly unusual, because typically what happens with these sort of things is you get the company you have an agreement with some lucrative contract, and then you take the revolving door through into a profitable consultancy or whatever it's called with that organization.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And then it turns out that the project is a massive flop, etc., etc. But you're well out of the... You've disappeared over the horizon by that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, fair play to him. This does actually seem to have gone quite well. Swiftsure decommissioned... I mean, things have stalled a bit on the next one, but Swiftsure has been decommissioned. The only thing that's odd is that perhaps the reason for the stalling reasonably soon after that first part of the project was done and Swiftsure was done and dusted, as in HMS Swiftsure, quite a lot of personnel seem to have moved on from the project and not been around to participate in decommissioning the next in line.
So that one's been decommissioned, but none of the others were.
Or at least work is proceeding very, very slowly on further. Yeah.
So one of them was decommissioned really, really efficiently.
Mm-hmm. Let's just have a bit of a dig, because I have a nasty, suspicious mind.
Frank, I can't believe it of you.
I know, I'm getting cynical in my old age.
You are, definitely.
Where's the hull? Where's the reactor?
It's been decommissioned, obviously.
Yes, I mean, the reactor probably has just been taken apart undercover somewhere, and fair enough. But a hole, unless you actually cut it up for the titanium, which might have happened, might show up on overhead photographs in a lot of places.
Yeah, I wonder which breaker's yard it was supposed to be going to, and whether it got there.
That's usually public information.
Yeah, I should do this off the top of my head. I can't believe I've forgotten this.
To be fair, it's probably almost undoubtedly up in Scotland, because that's where we tend to do all of our nuclear stuff, because they don't like the English anyway, therefore.
I should know the names of... No, I wonder, maybe it doesn't exist there anymore. The Liverpool one.
I've forgotten the details myself these days, so...
Yeah, can't believe I've forgotten the name. What's it? Household Words. On time. But no, brain has gone.
There's probably a very nice loft conversion there now.
Yeah, almost certainly. Camel Ledge.
Ah, yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, joint venture, obviously, Camel, Laird and Heimdall.
Yeah, I mean, there is a standard way that these things get done. All the vaguely useful military stuff gets stripped out and so on, and then it gets passed on to the breakers to cut up for metal. I'm just looking for inconsistencies in that, which, to be fair, might happen simply because the reporting of this sort of thing is often not completely consistent anyway.
I mean, I'm not going to make you roll for this. You know where to look for this kind of thing, and you'll... Like, there is the paperwork and stuff that you would expect. But there is a slightly cyclical thing going on with the paperwork. Wherein... every time you look at paperwork, it implies that you should be looking at one of the other bits of paperwork.
Speaking as a specialist in obscuring things with computers, this starts to taste familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, would you like to employ some of those skills to... I don't think Camel Laird's records are going to necessarily be particularly well secured.
If they are, that's interesting in itself. Not particularly great. That would be with the focus... focus is plus two, isn't it? 15. So hard.
Yeah, very, very... Yeah, I mean, you put a little bit of time in, you apply a little bit of caution to make sure, you know, you're probing out.
I make you at least a mug of tea.
Yeah, exactly. There's looking through this, there's various points at which things sort of, responsibility for things has been transferred over to Heimdall. And yes, obviously there's this big titanium hull that needs to be, you know, broken up and so on, but I mean fundamentally that was going to bring in a certain amount of revenue, involve a certain amount of work that would be billed for, and you know, this arrangement that was made provides an equivalent amount of work and revenue, so really what there's no disadvantage to taking it.
So what you're trying to say, Frank, is that they've not actually broken up the hull.
It's out there somewhere. I mean, I'd do it. Why wouldn't they?
Well, yeah.
God, if only I'd been slightly better at fast talking, I could have caused my employer back in the late 90s to own a Juliet-class boat. It would have been cheaper than the eventual office move we did. Ah, well.
Lack of forward planning, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the mystery of the missing submarine appears to be...
Actually missing.
Not of obvious direct relevance. But...
It's Heimdall. And everyone... Now... Did we decide that the nice little offshoot... bunch that are in the office just around the corner. Did we decide that they were a Heimdall front,
or at least Heimdall linked?
They appear to have some crossover, at least.
Yes,
they are nominally a separate organisation.
Did we find anything on any of the phones that we may have borrowed and cloned and possibly we cloned them and put them back? I honestly can't remember.
I seem to remember Mylar bags were involved.
Yeah. You had them in Mylar bags and Faraday cages and stuff, and had been extracting information from them. Yes, what information are you seeking, sir?
Anything Heimdall, but also anything under the deep blue sea.
The people we've tracked have no obvious naval connections, though, I mean, in military intelligence, you can't really say where somebody's come up from.
No.
Oh, Roger.
But what does occur to me, just really quickly, Shem?
Yeah.
One of the things that this is doing is infrasound, isn't it?
Seems to be.
Possibly.
Yeah. Infrasound is definitely, they tend to use with submarines and stuff, because that's, ways of, actually sending communication and stuff.
Yeah, they were using all kinds of weird and wonderful signal detection equipment to try and find this item you currently have stashed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Maltese Falcon or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you remember what the backstory for that was supposedly?
Tunguska material. What it was supposed to do, less clear.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got the usual sort of, you know, Nazi occult scientists, Tesla, Wardenclyffe, Philadelphia experiment kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's been involved in everything, supposedly, like most of these things.
The red mercury of the modern world.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I will say, Roger, with your digging into submarine, there is evidence that the engines... and were among the fixtures, fittings, and apparatus that were decommissioned.
Actually decommissioned?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
You can't be 100% sure, but the paperwork does seem to back that up.
Mm. If you've got a different engine, how easy would it be to attach an engine to a screw?
Well, it depends on the nature of the engine, doesn't it?
So, I am trying to remember, there was something after World War II, and they had all those submarine engines, and they weren't quite sure what to do with them all. And so they gave them all to British Rail, and British Rail basically stuck them all onto things, and they basically... I think that was possibly the Deltic or something. It's been a long time since I was stood on the end of a platform and stuff. But it does occur to me that you can stick an engine that was meant for something into something else.
Especially if it's Deltic, which will work in anything.
Mm.
Gorgeous engines.
They were absolutely fantastic, and they actually sound... I'm not a mad... diesel engine or diesel thing, but the sound of a Deltic is one of the best sounds ever, especially when it roars as basically it starts going under load, and basically it does actually sound like it is some bloke, you know, some giant pulling and roaring their head off, and basically just put as it goes. Okay, I'll shut up there. That bit might have been a little bit out of character. Actually, no. To be fair, I suspect it probably for John it probably wasn't that out of character. There we are.
Anyway. The question is, I think, what can we do and what should we do?
Mm-hmm. This is very much up to you.
I mean, we're not going to solve government corruption. This is a realistic game, not a fantasy.
Yeah.
We could dig the material up and take it somewhere unexpected, but they're searching for it by... following its traces anyway. And that would work wherever we put it.
Mm. Although they do appear to be looking for it in this area.
Yeah. But if their traces suddenly vanish, then they're going to say, aha, somebody's taken it away.
Quite possibly.
There is somebody who... They were looking for this red material, weren't they? I mean, they were tracking where things like the poster appeared. Is that right?
Or at least they were keeping an eye on it, yeah.
But the poster is not a thing they did.
No.
So somebody else is out there
mm-hmm.
doing
that
this.
That was the bit... Yeah, I think that was the bit that we kind of... Because I think you've had one more session than me. And we were just about getting to that point that we suddenly realised there were two groups, not one.
Sadly, we do not have Tina to carve through the adventure. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Done and dusted in 20 minutes.
Eh. So, how can we find them? No, I've said the clever thing, and now you come in with the answer that finishes off the solution.
Ah, right. Okay.
Somebody provided that recording to the radio station. Somebody provided the substrate for the printing.
Mm. Mm. And it weren't them. So, I suppose we could take a look and see, because was it an advert for the on the radio station and an advert for the printing?
Indeed.
Okay, so we could look and see who actually placed it. And I vaguely remember it was something to do with one of the colleges in the area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's different about the ones that were placed that... So can we actually find out whether they were all a bit iffy or whether... It was just a very few of them. If it's just a very few of them, you then have the thing of what was different about them. If it was all of them, we basically raid the college.
Did we have a protocol in place for detecting this influence?
You can kind of spot it now.
Yeah.
If you walk past a poster, you can see the patterns on it.
So a bit of looking around and say, okay, you know, is this all the posters? Is this some of the posters? Is this different posters, etc.?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Seems like the next thing to do.
Yeah. How roughly, how wide a net do you want to cast? Are we searching your neighbourhood or are we searching England?
Where is Whittingham based?
Whittingham appears to be based in Cheshire.
Hmm.
Some quite expensive houses in parts of Cheshire.
But nowhere near here.
Very expensive houses.
How about basically this side of Wickham to start with?
Yeah.
Spreading to the other side of Wickham.
Yeah, I mean, we'll...
You do some...
We'll start on Shanks's pony.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go back and get my car. In my car, I have, of course, because I am a copper who basically has dealt with an awful lot of not very nice people during his time. So he has quite a lot of surveillance stuff in his car. Actually, to be fair, Frank has put an awful lot of surveillance stuff in my car. Some of which I understand, some of which Frank goes...
Some of which you know about.
More than Frank is aware of, I know about. I am also very aware that there's an awful lot more in there than I can find. However, I'm also thinking that it's probably high enough def that we actually might be able to spot stuff just using the cams in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words,
it's certainly worth a try.
So in other words, if we're driving around and we're driving past a load of billboards and so on and so forth, we should be able to... It'll be a bit quicker than just walking around Frank's estate. Because we know that all the ones on Frank's estate are definitely... So, and something's nagging me that we've kind of half done this before, because I think we kind of worked out there's like an area.
You did. You went round High Wycombe to look at what was, and So you did establish there are seem to be areas that are have these posters and a couple of places where they're not.
That was it. Yes.
You remember? Yeah, that was mentioned in the notes that you found from Roscoe's phone.
Yes, because he was looking for it, looking at the effects as well. So, yeah. So there was.
So sorry, go on.
No, all I was going to say is, was there about 3-4 areas?
There's several areas that they had put down as potential sites for the thing.
Uh huh.
Which is because of the age of the estates that were built there.
Oh, that's right. And we worked out that they'd got the age wrong.
Yeah, they seem to have got the age slightly wrong. But also, so around those, there were definitely that material. In places that were a significant distance away, you were finding posters that just seemed normal. If you do a slightly more systematic search like you're suggesting, you will find there's basically a reasonably coherent area of Wickham that has these posters. And it'll extend a bit outside actual Wickham itself. Since you're driving for free, I'll tell you, this seems like the sort of thing that might be your route. Like, if you were divvying up, say, go and put up all these posters, mate, this might be a quadrant that you would send, you know, person A to
right,
do.
Yes, okay, understand. So, who is Bill Stickers? This is the question.
Yeah.
And will he be prosecuted?
Never. Bill Stickers is innocent.
Yes, indeed.
It's probably not that difficult to find out who does that because they want to advertise their services. So,
Okay. So we'll work out. I mean, it will be some form of. It'll be a subset of an advertising agency, or it'll be an advertising agency. And then there will be an actual firm itself that does the take it out. Put the piece of paper in, close the piece of plastic.
Yeah, exactly. There'll be a not an agent. What's it called? You know, it'll be delegated to
some sort of contractor business.
Contractor, thank you. Yeah. You spent a certain amount of time making some phone calls, looking on some internet, and you will locate a company based around Wickham. Which provides advertising placement services.
Okay. When did these come up and do we have any of the older ones knocking around still? So in other words, I have a vague... Again, sorry, I have drunk an awful lot of beer since we played this last... I have a
few weeks is your impression.
So these have been around for a few weeks, and if we've anything older than a few weeks, there is no sign of any mad triangles, yes?
Doesn't look like it.
So it looks like this is actually quite a recent thing.
So if you look at the posters that have triangles, for example, the ones for college, all of the posters for the college, whether or not they have triangles, are dated within the last few weeks.
Yes.
Mm.
So there's been a, you know, someone has issued a set of posters we put up.
Yeah.
And it's the same with other things. When so it's did... like more recent sets have been tampered with.
When did this daughter go missing?
A couple of days ago.
Okay, so that would have been after... these went up.
Mm-hmm. Wait, does that make any sense? Sorry, I just said that. Why don't I go and read what I actually put? uh... No, that doesn't make any sense at all.
She went missing and then they started going up?
Yeah, that makes more sense. You can tell I put this together in a highly coherent way.
No, it's, you also have... It has been a little while for you.
It's been a very long time, but also this is very unlike my normal scenarios.
Ah.
Okay. Just blocks of text I have thrown into a document.
I have a note that I think indicates she went missing 10 weeks ago.
Yes.
Cool. So that would have given them time. And we... Okay, so let's...
Yeah, because you heard about it because it got to the stage of there is significant publicity.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's it. I remember that.
Yeah, have so we promised anybody that we'll find her?
No.
That's all right. I mean, we will, obviously. It's basically whether we, you know, if we find her in bits, do we need to go back and say, ooh.
Jigsaw puzzle, yeah.
Sorry, it might be a closed casket. Or, you know, obviously we'll, you know, if we find her and she's alive, you know, she'll probably stay that way. Mm. But we're not going to go out of our way to be rushing to try and find her if nobody's shouting at us saying...
I am working on the assumption that you are far too old to be big damn heroes.
No.
You've got out of that game.
Been there, done that.
You ever in it.
Been there, yeah. Done that, and it still aches in the when the weather changes. The last time I tried to play silly buggers like that. So,
but people will keep interfering with your quiet life. That's the curse of the guy who doesn't do that anymore.
No, this is true. And Frank definitely doesn't do it anymore. Maybe because I keep telling him to stop it. So
you get hold of the company that puts up the posters. Mm-hmm.
Any links to anybody's name that? Well, let's have a general look at the company. And have a poke around, and does anybody pop out when we're doing a completely legitimate, you know, company's house?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Doesn't look like it. Genuinely doesn't look like it.
Hmm.
It seems to be, it's a well-established company, both the advertising firm and the company, you know, this company's been sticking up posters and such around here for 20 years odd.
Cool. Okay.
Doesn't mean they haven't been interfered with, but the company at least seems legit.
Any recent personnel changes?
Not obviously, but that might be... You could go around and ask. That might be the easiest thing, honestly.
Yeah, okay. I will go round and basically try and do a gentle... conversational interrogation-y...
Interview. That's the term you're looking for.
Yeah, so it's the kind of, you know, they'll be on a back street sort of... You know, they don't really need a shop front or anything similar because they're not that kind of place, mm-hmm. but they'll be in a back street somewhere with a little, you know, garage and warehouse thing where they store the stuff and a couple of vans outside.
Okay. Have a meander in, have a look at the bits and pieces. Can I see any of the, looking at some of their example bits and pieces, are any is any of that... got triangles in it.
Let's have a look. Trying to think what you'd actually see when you go in there. So what's probably there is boxes that they will put into, like in the most obvious thing will be boxes of, you know, things of paste and boxes of posters to be put up and that kind of stuff to be put into the vans.
Yeah, okay.
But there's probably some, you know, opened boxes of stuff that haven't been finished off and such like. And Yeah, I mean, if you have a bit of a poke round, mm-hmm. you will find some more of those college posters, actually.
Yeah.
With the suspicious triangles.
Okay, cool. I mean, obviously, I'm walking around with a clipboard.
You're right there, mate. You're the council. We sorted out the tax thing.
Well, yeah, but unfortunately, you didn't do it very quick.
So
unfortunately, I'm afraid you're gonna see an awful lot of myself and quite a few of my colleagues, probably for the next couple of months, just enough to annoy the hell out of you, so that next year everything comes in on time.
I told Henry to blummin' it.
It is...
Never leave the lads to do a job.
I know. Trust me, matey. I've heard it all, and I actually.
And
to be fair, I do sympathise.
Yeah.
So,
kids, what are you going to do?
Well, you know, can't. You know, it's fun for a tiny bit, and then it goes downhill from there. Right. Okay. So. Could you just give me a general walkthrough of your premises, please? And can you show me what you are working on and, how you are keeping your inventory? And more importantly, is there anywhere where, inventory is being disposed of? And if it is, how is it being disposed? And I go through. Kind of a bit environmental healthy, but
You seem to be giving the right sort of vibe. You've had enough of this sort of conversation, you know.
Uh-huh.
There's the right sort of things to say, so yeah, you know, put his mug down and right. Well, I mean, you can see, but this is the tail end of some stuff. We need to do another run. Just get that lot out. That's the tail end of a job that should have gone out last week, but. Mike had the flu and but he'll sort that out, or I'll send Henry to do it. So that's, and then obviously we don't really have waste because they tend to send us stuff in batches the right size, but when we do, I mean, we'll pack those up. You've got these boxes over here, we'll send them back to the client and they can dispose of it, because we don't want to be, you know, you got rid of my stuff, you know. It's all got to be ticked off. You know, we've got the rolls here. You know, that's the request. You know, 60 of these, job done. Here's the locations. You know,
basically just drop into conversation. How's with all the youngsters? You know, are they getting through loads of staff, or are they?
Doesn't seem like it. It seems like a fairly
static,
fairly steady group of people. You do pick up the names of who is delivering the materials for them to put up.
Just out of interest, is the ones who are dealing a lot with the with the subliminal messaging and stuff and bits and pieces, are they the ones who are iller, who seem to be off ill more than the others? Or
Mike's had a bit of a rough. Yeah, he's had a rough year, I tell you that. He's had the flu. He's been up and down for the last month or so. But I'm going to have a word with him. I mean, you know, it's flu, but at the same time, you've got a schedule to keep, you know, got to keep the books balanced.
Well, yeah, but...
But I know, you know, he's a good bloke, you know, just... A bit rude, you know, but we'll sort it. We've had a bit of bad luck, really, but...
Oh, tell me about your bad luck.
Oh, well, Frankie went and crashed his van, didn't he? That was... Just had a bit of a funny turn, so he said. I don't know what's up with that. I mean, probably ate something... we've probably been drinking too much the night before, honestly, but... He knows better than that, you know, so I wouldn't say it to him, but he just thought, oh, yeah, it just felt a bit funny-like, and you know, there he was in a hedge. I mean, it's so that's. I mean, you can see the boxes there. That's put us behind, doesn't it?
Mm. And they're the boxes that are predominantly.
Yeah. Wood. Again, it's
the ones. With subliminals and stuff.
He's another person on one of these routes. When you do a bit of prodding, you can see because there's a big map of Wickham up.
Yeah.
With routes drawn on it, that are numbered. And then you've got, you know, a board next to it with who's doing which routes.
And you can see Frankie.
But yeah, Frankie and Mike are both...
Are both slap
got the short straw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, I'll spend a good sort of hour there chatting with him and stuff because, obviously, I'm there predominantly mm-hmm. to basically being an annoying bloke from the council. So that's what he's expecting. Yeah. And then I will actually ask... can I have Mike's home address? Because obviously, from an Ock Health point of view,
well, is that allowed? Are we allowed to tell you that?
Well,
I mean, he's reaching for the paperwork. Is this?
Yeah.
Is this...
Well, okay. So you can indeed refuse my rather generous offer. And then, of course, I'll have to actually get the Ock Health Department involved, and they will be looking at every single day off.
All right. Yeah, just you sweet talker, you. Here we go. He'll scribble it down for you.
Yeah,
pass it over.
Anything else obvious in the place?
The main thing you're going to pick up is there is a particular printer that. Whose label is on the boxes containing suspicious posters.
Uh-huh.
You could grab one of those.
I will quietly grab one of the
Pull a label out of the recycling pile.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so definitely get that. And then I want to pop round to Young Mike's.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we were looking at all the bits and pieces in the office that we broke into,
mm-hmm.
something is nagging me that amongst all the stuff that we found out, that there was a thing about side effects, maybe, or was I dreaming that?
You might have dreamed that.
I don't have it in my notes, but that's no guarantee.
No, just something.
There might have been a mention somewhere.
When they had the box of discs with the actual other Roy Orbison discs, and we've got one of those somewhere, probably at Frank's house, on the grounds that his house is a lot more secure than mine, and it might even.
I believe you taped it.
And we taped
so that you could play it in the car.
And we taped it so we could listen to it.
And that does seem to be working.
Yeah. And that's right, because the Roy Orbison thing is the counter signal, isn't it? So mm-hmm. that's the, as long as you listen to that, you're okay. It's the 1-2.
Yeah.
Now, I thought in amongst all of the bits and pieces saying what we had to do and why, there was a thing that said if there was something about overexposure, but I could be talking complete and utter rubbish.
I don't remember that.
No, neither do. Well, now I'm saying it, neither do I. But
you might have seen some sort of general overexposure? ? But
yeah.
Okay. Nothing about, you know, here is your protocol in case of overexposure.
Cool. Okay.
If you find yourself wanting to strangle Roy Orbison more than usual.
Oh, bless him.
You get to Mike's house. It is an, you know, unassuming, perfectly decent house. There's a car there. Curtains closed. Sound of a TV.
Knock on the door.
Yeah, some shuffling. Door opens slightly on a chain. I don't really need to sign up for anything, mate. I've got so many of those Glinton charities.
I do apologise, matey. Unfortunately, I'm here on slightly more official business. I've just come from insert name of thing here. And I understand that you are unwell and have been now on and off for however long boss said.
I've had this flu for about a month now.
Ah.
Coming and going.
Ah. Could I just come in? We might need to take a few samples.
Blinking out. Give me a sec. Shuffling of a man who realises that he was not perhaps dressed for this. Unlocking of door. Modesty soundly protected by a, you know, big dressing gown.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I was just having a kip in front of the TV. Come on in. What are you, from the hospital or something?
No, council, mate. Council.
And
basically,
community health.
I will mention the fact that stuff wasn't quite paid on time. Therefore, things are going to be a little bit more rigorously enforced.
Oh yeah, the boss was chewing Henry's head off over that.
Yeah. Well, Henry has been a naughty boy, but you have been a not so well one. So. Sit thee down, lad. Let me make you a cup of tea.
He's clearly not entirely with it.
Yeah.
But flu? You're not really getting a flu vibe.
Is he just looking almost like a little bit, what back in the 70s we'd have called brainwashed?
Maybe slightly.
He is a blank slate for something to be written on, but nothing is being writ.
Maybe not to that extent, but like he's slightly detuned. Like if you had flu but took away the kind of snotty tissues ailment.
Yeah.
And just have a lot of kind of like lying around waiting for your brain to work.
Okay.
Yeah.
So go through amongst the many things. I will be asking him what channels is he watching.
Bit of sport. You know, the local news.
Yeah.
News in general. You do know, of course, the local radio has had weird things on it. Whether that extends to TV.
Yeah.
As far as you know, not so far.
That was my thing. Does he listen to a lot of the radio? Does he read a lot of the local papers?
Yes and yes. Especially when he's not feeling well, you see, so he doesn't, you know, he can shut his eyes and just put the radio on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ah. Have I got... This is where I could do with a GURPS point to basically retcon something, because I almost want to give him a mixtape or a mix CD or whatever it's called these days.
Let me have a quick roll. Roger, do you have any luck based stat?
No, it doesn't look like it. I don't think so, anyway.
Okay, and Mark, do you have any kind of, you know, serendipity or any such thing?
Oh, I don't think I did.
No, in which case...
Let me have a look. I've got danger sense. No. I'm a natural copper. I don't think that includes serendipity, though.
No, I'm trying to... I'm going to randomly determine this bloke's age... Yeah, there is in the radio he's got is one of those, you know, big chunky sets. You know, the ones like your classic. Oh, that's really desirable. You know, big set with your speakers put up on the wall, and it's got, you know, your integrated vinyl player, and it's got your cassette player and your CD player.
Okay, so it's
sound system.
Yeah, it's the old sound system. So basically after Separate's kind of, everyone decided they didn't want them, they actually all went for science, for cool looking sound systems.
Mm-hmm.
Mini discs were involved, I seem to remember.
There might even be a mini disc in there somewhere.
Bless, yes.
But, yeah, I mean, he's...
He's the other person who has a player apart from Paul of Cthulhu.
Yeah, there's a collection of Paul's mini discs on there.
Yeah. It was good sound, though. So just listen, you know, just whiz through a couple of the presets. Are they the ones that I'm kind of expecting?
You are getting that at least. So you know, at least one of the local radio stations is throwing out these adverts, and yeah, that's in there.
Yeah. Basically, what I need to do is basically give him a Roy Orbison's Greatest Hits, and tell him to listen to that rather than the radio. But how can I do that without actually,
what sort of council bloke are you anyway? Yeah.
Yes. Without it starting to be rather unsubtle. So anyway, I'll be writing all this down, what he's involved in, what he's doing.
Yeah.
I'll turn around to him and say, "Look, mate, I'm not a doctor. I'm the Oc Health guys are a bit busy, so they've sent me because I've done some stuff up with them in the past. But to be honest, sitting around watching telly, listening to the radio, and feeling sorry for yourself is not going to help. What you need to do is get yourself out looking at countryside." Not a bloody billboards and stuff as you're walking around the town and so on and so forth. And get yourself out, get yourself some air. There's some, I've got some, and I'll do me thing of, you know, I'll try, yeah. I'll bring him under me wing a little bit.
Yeah. Sort of roll for how effectively you guide this poor soul.
What do we reckon? 16, 17 or 18?
Hmm.
Oh no, 11. So, if I'm fast talking, that's 2 under. If I'm doing anything a bit more, I don't think actually I have any more.
Probably about right.
Yeah. So that's 2 under anyway, so.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not bad.
He seems inclined to. He's probably getting a bit bored of sitting around at home anyway. So you know,
I turn around and say, you know, I'll try and make, you know, back in my day, you know, it used to be mixtapes and stuff, and I'll say, you know, well, what do you play now? And you know, when he goes out and about, you know, has he got a playlist or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I'll send you my playlist through. I'll make sure said playlist involves Roy Orbison, and hopefully the deprogramming version.
Yeah. I mean, again, you've got a record. You know it works if you transfer it to a good quality cassette.
Yeah.
Probably works if you transfer it to other good quality formats.
Yeah. So I'll try and drop something round to you, lad. But
that'd be great.
Get yourself out. I can tell you this now: no one is going to mind, your boss least of all, if basically you're not sitting around on the sofa, but you're basically trying to get yourself back up into speed. You know, take yourself out around into the countryside. You know, and put some headphones on, listen to something. You know.
Yeah, might do that. Pop out to a cafe or something.
Well, at the very least, pop out into a cafe, but get yourself out and have a bit of a walk around.
Yeah, you're right. That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, smell shit rather than car fumes, you know.
All right. Well, the Yeah, you don't think it's anything serious?
If you... Let's just say I probably have some cards with my number and stuff that implies that I do certain things that might not necessarily... But I'll give him one of my cards.
Yeah.
The one that basically is kind of the Oki Healthy sort of council investigating person-y sort of thing. Yeah. If you're still struggling in a week or so's time, please let me know, because we will actually need to probably bring you to the hospital and start doing proper tests. But I think talking to you and bits and pieces, I think a lot of it is you've probably worked too hard. And I basically mention the boss and say,
He
seemed a bit of a slave driver and bits and pieces.
Oh, he's all right, but you know how he gets.
Yeah. You know, and so basically, you know, just try and do it that. He's worried me because, he's the first person who actually seems to be, yes, admittedly, he'll have had a stupidly high exposure rate to them.
Mm.
But he's actually been affected to the point where he's struggling to work. Was it Frank who put the car in the hedge or put the van in the hedge?
You're Frank.
No, I'm John. He's Frank.
He's Frank. It wasn't Frank. It was
Larry. No, it was.
It's not Henry. It's not Mike. It was
the other one.
No, it's gone.
Yeah. Anyway, third person.
The other guy.
It shows how bad he's being affected. He's even vanishing out of our memories.
Indeed.
Yep.
Yeah. But basically, the fact that he put the car in the hedge, or put the van in the hedge, isn't a great... Again, it's showing that too much exposure can cause problems. So we know who the printer is. We will know who contracted... them to actually send them out and bits and pieces. So I know that they'll, because presumably the ad agency will have been the ones who contracted the printer, contacted the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but obviously it could be at the agency, it could be at the printer. It might not even be what the printer is aware of, but printer would probably be my next port of call.
Yeah. Frank, what are you doing?
Well, I think taking a once you've got the printer pinned down, I might have a go at that. They're going to be fairly online.
Yeah.
Things like submitting orders, things like that. Let's see how secure their back end is.
Yeah,
let's go. Roll.
It's like a friend of mine runs one of these sort of like little magazines that you get through the door. Everything they do is online to their printer. They went down to see them once.
14 is between challenging and hard.
Yeah, you can. I mean, it's again, they're probably not expecting people to be tampering with stuff. You're not trying to get into the, you know, the financial setup. You're getting into their order records, which is much. You know, no one has really paid much attention to how securely those logs are kept. So, yeah.
Well, there's nothing here that lets you access the logs anyway, is there? So, yeah, why worry about it?
Yeah, I mean, it comes to our machine, and then it's something. You know, I'm sure it's fine. Don't worry about it. You pull off a list of jobs that have been submitted in, say, the past month. Quite a lot of which you can immediately, you know, skim off.
Yeah, well, I'm interested in what distinguishes this, the university poster job from others.
Mm-hmm.
So
there have in fact been, I mean, you can look at the files and stuff if you wish. There have in fact been at least two, jobs sent with the university poster.
Mm-hmm.
One of which appears to come from the university. And one of which comes from a series of IP addresses.
And if I can get access to any of the raw, I can confirm those are the dodgy ones from the printing point of view.
Yeah, those are the ones with the pattern, and those have been designated as, you know, deliver to this, you know, these people with instructions to put up in this area.
So what is the client name on this? I mean, are they claiming to be the university again, just a weird address, or is it something else?
They're claiming to be the university's weird address.
And it's probably some generic Gmail or something like that.
You can have a look at that if you wish.
Yep.
It is...
I'll turn it down.
It is going to be H Slowly. Slowly.
Okay, I don't think that correlates with anybody we've looked at elsewhere.
It does not.
But presumably there's a standard trail of ordered paid, mm-hmm. all that stuff. There was clearly nothing there that roused the printer's suspicion.
Yep. You could, I suppose, try and track the payment?
Trickier.
Yeah, banks seem to be getting all fussy about things like this.
Yeah. I assume somewhere on the company, the printer company's records, they will have some record of where the money came from.
Or at least paid by personal card, company card, check, whatever.
Yeah. Are you accessing that?
Let's try and have a look at that at least, yeah.
Yeah. It's on an official account. It appears to have been cleared by, it says MOD here?
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a series of other, you know, words attached to that, but...
Yeah, and that links us back to everybody's friend Isabel Babington at
Whitehall. So it does.
Now, I mean, I may be a bit younger than Agnes Lester, but I frankly don't fancy my chances if I go and confront her. So. So, okay, so let's call them Faction Red.
Mm-hmm.
We can plausibly say, or at least hypothesise, that they are the people who disappeared Agnieszka, and they are also the people who are producing these posters. Why are they producing these posters? As a test? Do they want the material as well? She could certainly have given them a rough pointer to the material. What does the poster achieve?
So the... You did hear, you have now heard at least one, and you could easily have heard more of the radio broadcasts, which say, I believe, Wickham Sound, the multi-award-winning local radio station for High Wickham, 106.6 FM, and today's sponsor is, there is no need to be concerned about excavations in your neighbourhood. For all your MOTs and repairs, come on down to Broad Lane Motors.
Also, I think we found they were suppressing the drones.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, don't worry about anything flying overhead.
Yeah.
Don't worry about any digging.
Yeah.
So both lots are trying to get it. Okay. My long forgotten martial arts training says, let's them and the other them fight.
Yeah, be worth maybe just double checking to make sure one of these isn't actually the less bad guys.
One of them has been one of them has been indiscriminately deploying the weapon. The other one has been
just
not
crap.
Not actually doing that, but they're not good people.
Well, they're not. No, they work for a not good firm. They themselves have been reasonably okay, apart from Nevue, who is basically the most incompetent agent. Well, do you remember when we used to basically post the really, really crap ones to that place in West Germany, basically where if they went where they weren't quite supposed to go, they used to get shot at by the Russians. This guy would basically be going to the Russians with having painted bullseyes on his head.
I mean, at this point, they're looking more positive, but honestly, I don't much like them.
No, well, I can't. I mean, to be honest, I mean, my thing is that the guys in charge is a complete and utter.
Yeah. So, I mean, we could extract the material ourselves and take it to another party, but what would that other party be? Is there anybody we can trust with this stuff?
Well, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't know.
Should we just take it a long way away and put it beyond reach?
I think that's kind of what your man did when he got out of...
Yeah, but he made it recoverable.
Well, yeah.
I'm thinking a nice deep bit of sea.
Hmm. You can put it in the Irish Sea and then basically amongst all the munitions that aren't down there.
Yeah, that would be fun recovery effort, wouldn't it?
Mm. There's some quite big bits of the Irish Sea that they don't let trawlers go anywhere near. No, 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 no. And there are some quite big bits of the Irish Sea that technically... Well, nothing was put down there except that there's some interesting chemicals coming out of there and possibly a little bit of radioactivity that isn't necessarily from Sizewell, but that's a whole other story.
Because after all, I mean, it's like, you know, Grunard Island. Mm. You say Grunard Island, it's the end of the argument.
Mm. Yes. Well, depends how quickly you want to die with all the dust that is now covering it.
Oh, that one, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
How long will it take to break down? Oh, that's an order of magnitude. In fact, that's two orders of magnitude worse than we actually thought originally.
So, remind me, oh sinister GM, what is the rough volume and mass of the thing we found?
It's about so big, and it weighs about as much as a piece of stone/metal.
So, what oil drum-ish?
Easily. I mean, you could put it in a briefcase. It would just be hard to lug around.
Okay, I thought so the overall container was larger, but the key material is smaller.
Yeah, it was in a piece of metal tube, oil drum type thing.
Yeah,
okay. But that appears to have been either to make it easier to find if you weren't looking for it, or possibly for shielding.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm open to suggestions, but I'm definitely coming round to the take it a long way away.
Yeah. My only slight worry is that they do have a submarine.
Hmm. What's the crash depth on a swift shore? Yeah, I know, it's classified.
It is. But I can tell you now, you've got to go quite a long way outside of the British coastal waters before you hit it.
We need a yachtsman.
You get some weird stuff out of the Atlantic.
So
places where you can just drop a bucket over and pick up fresh water, which just still throws me.
So, give me other ideas. I mean,
so getting rid of this thing is not necessarily a bad thing,
but not trivial.
It's not trivial, and they've already got enough to do all of, and I'll hand wave at some of the bits and pieces that we've picked up so far.
Also, if we pull it up and start, say, sticking to the back of a truck, then all the detectors suddenly go poing.
Yes, it is going to make things go bing. Now, possibly, if we were to have an electronics wizard nearby, as he says, looking across at Frank, we could build something that also goes bing in a similar sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
Several things that go bing in a similar sort of way. Mm-hmm. And we could play a bit of a shell game. But the problem with the shell game is once you go out of your environment, it starts becoming very obvious that where the shell actually is. Or who's actually got the queen. And having the queen stuck up my sleeve is, well, I really don't want to go down again. I've spent my last get out of jail card. Or we could do a small controlled explosion.
That suggests to me dispersal, which possibly not wanted. And that's the thing. Team Duncan Roscoe have these countermeasures, but Team Red clearly have some capability of deploying this now.
Yeah.
Maybe they would need more material to do it at a larger scale. But they've got a system whereby they can send this job to a perfectly regular printer. And presumably not be tipping plutonium into the printer's ink tanks or anything.
So
and that's capability they're still going to have.
So do we think this is just a design shim? Or is it design with a little bit of je ne sais quoi being added into, say, I don't know, the print onto the audio tracks and so on and so forth?
So there doesn't seem to be... There's no indication that the printer used any outside material. Now, there's exact specs of the job in terms of... You know, often things have multiple layers printed on. Some of those can be a bit fancy.
Mm-hmm.
But fundamentally, it seems to be quite a complex visual illusion thing that's going on.
Now, I'm assuming that when Agnes went into Whitehall, she took with her a sample, basically said... Here is what my father was working on. Here is the small sample of it. I know where the rest is.
Mm-hmm. Would be entirely plausible.
We could do with finding out if Agnes is alive.
It would be really nice to know that, yes.
We could do with finding out what Agnes actually said to Miss What's-Her-Face.
That she was last seen going into MOD headquarters. Who said they never saw her? Mm-hmm. And you were talking about get out of jail free cards earlier.
Mm. Oh, I might know a bloke.
Have you got any contacts?
He wasn't that sort. He wasn't really on the military side. It was more on the other areas, shall we say. But obviously, you know, you bump into people time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, literally. I really would like to get Agnes out. I don't.
Both of you have enough background knowledge to muse on this a little bit. If someone came to an organisation you were with and said, here's some information I think is important which was smuggled out of Soviet Russia, and you wanted to keep that person quiet, what options would you be considering?
Well, it depends whether you, if assuming that we don't want to kill her, because she's probably at least put some safeguards in what she's done.
And your identity and a comfortable life somewhere completely different.
Or at the very least, a safe house.
Yeah.
It would make sense. I mean, you don't have to worry about any of that nasty cleaning up. You don't have to worry about people trying to escape.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing cost, but she is 64. She's not going to last forever.
So, oh, you know, you're in danger. This is highly classified. We'll take care of you, you know. Come and stay in this nice, comfortable location.
Mm. Pleasant Green, here we come.
Mm. Mm.
What do you know about that? I mean, really, we ought just to cut the recording here. But...
yeah. I was the postman there for 2 years. No, I know.
It was 2 years on the inside.
So, yeah. Oh, dear. Yeah. Okay, so assuming that they're going to give her a new identity and stuff, you can't do that even these days. You can't do it straight away.
Mm-hmm.
So they're gonna put her into one of the standard MOD safe houses. Now, I reckon between me and Frank, we can probably work out at least 60, maybe 70% of them, because they ain't gonna have changed in the last 10
it's not work to set up a safe house.
Yeah.
And if nobody's compromised it, why would you change it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Occasionally, it's quite nice to know that you're in the safe house that's been compromised, because at least you then know who you're expecting to come in.
Oh, it's all right. It's only Bob. Hey, Bob, you can put that down.
Bob is played by Javier Bardem, circa, yeah.
So, yeah, okay, so that's from my point of view now, I'm still a bit unsure what the hell's going on with the submarine.
Reasonable.
I'd like to stop the red team, at the very least, stop sending things round, because they're actually starting to hurt people.
Mm, indeed.
One of the big no-nos of this game is basically people playing the game are fine. The civilians are, you know, you go out of your way not to involve people who. Whereas these guys don't really seem to be doing that anymore.
Yeah, carpet bombing memetics all over the place.
Yes, exactly. Mm. So you've got a name at the very least from where the printer stuff came from.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have, if we investigate that name, can we basically try and backtrace it to anywhere? Also, can we try and just go through where we remember there being safe houses and bits and pieces, and
mm-hmm.
See if a little old lady who speaks in it with a slightly funny accent has turned up there.
Yeah.
With obviously appropriate precautions against getting spotted doing it, but yeah, I think that's reasonable.
Yeah. As far as the object itself is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a sort of countermeasure for it. Or at least partial countermeasure for it, at least for the audio aspects of it.
Yeah.
If we were to bring it to the surface with the countermeasures active, in other words, whilst playing Roy Orbison.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know enough about it. What we really need is basically we need Agnes, because and let's hope that Daddy told her at least a little bit more than, because if we want to get rid of it, she might actually be our best lead. So stopping the red team being arses is high. Finding Agnes is probably now, I would say, our number one priority.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure that, because we now know where the artifact is, don't we?
Yeah.
Mm.
So making sure that no one else knows that and continues to not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be a bad thing. Could always stick it on the summary.
Mm.
I'm just wondering about building a little house out of lead blocks.
Mm.
Oh.
So you do already know, okay, you've got the things they were using to try and find it on various frequencies. Mm-hmm. So you know some of those settings. And you know he was proving, it seems like the presence of the pylon nearby was interfering with it as well.
Mm.
So you've got some idea.
I'm just thinking, could we set a load of false alarms around?
Mm-hmm.
Or tuck into the nearest transformer station. Yeah, you go in to do some maintenance on that. You see a green painted cabinet that's not on your spec. You think, oh, well, that's not part of our maintenance. Let's not worry about it.
Hmm. You don't want to go interfering with cabinets you don't know about.
I wish my cubs could hear you now.
Okay, yes. Fair. Clearly, you need to hide it in a server room.
Yeah.
With a label saying, do not move, turns off all servers. Do not move, we don't know why.
This means you, Harry.
Yes. For the love of God, don't switch this one off. Okay, so can we do something to try and... Okay, so let's take a couple of steps back then. So, finding Agnes.
Yep.
We're pretty certain that she's been disappeared into the MOD hide people.
Rolled away somewhere seems like
Now
a safer option for them than...
Also, if they have simply shot and cremated her, we will never find her, so...
Yeah. So, but my thought is that she's probably alive because even, because
once you've shot someone, it's really hard to go back if it turns out you need more information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, undeading people is still a little bit more difficult than...
You know, especially when, you know, you go to all that trouble, you find a hidden what's in it, turns out, you know, there's a combination wired to a bomb or something that you have to disable.
Oh, you remember the look on Jerry's face.
It's like, when was that dog's birthday again? Did she tell us? No. No. Poor Jerry. Yeah. He was never the same after that. Well, parts of him were.
So let's try and find her first. Let's mm-hmm. and then sort of secondary. Frank has now got a name. Once Frank has a name, basically it is like a rat with a terrier, or a terrier with a rat. You know, he'll drag him out sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I see basically two prongs here. What one is, as you say, track down the safe house and Agnes. Two is work on a means of concealing the material.
Hmm. And if we can find her, we might get a massive boost to the...
Yeah. But, you know, ordering some lead bricks from my local lab supply shop, that sort of thing. That sort of normal mm-hmm. sort of thing everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go and pinch some off the roof at the church. I mean, you know, it's probably already been done, honestly.
Mm.
Yep, most of them have these days.
Mm.
So where would you like to start? Safe houses, lead bricks?
I think safe houses, as my mate says, is the starting point.
Okay. Mm. So what is your first line of attack for safe houses? How are you going about this?
The Evodee account at Domino's Pizza.
probably not a bad option.
Yes, indeed. That and basically meandering into smoke and meeting up with a couple of mates in whatever boozer they are likely to go into.
Mm-hmm.
They basically just have a little chat around and
mm-hmm.
see how active things are in certain areas, shall we say.
Yeah. Okay. You make your way into a... Let's go old school. One of those shops where they do minor repairs on... clothing and fixes broken zips and that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And
I take in the obligatory piece of broken trousers or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And
mention a name.
Yeah.
Like. I'll just check the back and a lady in probably her 80s will emerge and sort of nod slowly and then head towards the back.
Okay. Do I recognise said lady?
Of course. Yes, indeed.
Have I known her since she was in her 40s?
Probably. Yeah.
Shouldn't you be retiring now, Ethel?
I've always been very retiring.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say? Is it John today?
It may as well be.
Yes. Bombay Sapphire, or would you prefer something else?
No, if you've got Sapphire, that's fantastic.
Yeah, pours you a small amount. Pours herself a half.
Uh-huh.
The doctor tells me I shouldn't drink it anymore. It's bad for my health.
Uh-huh. I shall...
But there isn't very much left of that, so... Why not? Well, wasn't expecting to see you here again. Not quite so soon. What, 2-3 years?
Well, I mean, I am officially. I am actually retired now.
Yes, yes. I just pop in now and again to see how the place is doing. Yes.
Yeah.
Susie's really very good. She manages everything, but yeah, she keep busy.
Yeah, she's not the same one that was here last time, though, was she?
No, no. I needed a new Susie.
Ah, yes, I thought
yes.
So. Yeah.
She's in Portsmouth now, I think.
Yes.
But enough of my my other occupations. Susie is doing well, I'm sure she'll be happy to send her greetings.
Oh, that's good. That's good. As long as she isn't seafood.
No.
Not like the Susie 2 before last. Which, ooh, to be fair, I don't disagree. I still think you were far too kind to her. But that's a whole different story.
Anyway.
I'm actually after, it's a favour for a friend of a friend of a friend.
See, is it an expensive favour?
I don't think so.
Well, that's all right then.
Somebody has, things are surfacing that last was seen in the, and I'll give, it was the 70s, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That were last seen in the 70s.
Oh, good gracious. I thought we left all that behind.
Well.
Which of the particular demons have chosen to rear their little heads?
Ah, well, this one was a Russian exile. He was Russian, or was he Polish?
Soviet. You think Polish?
Yes. Yeah, so a Soviet exile who came across with a young family. It's only daughter who's left now, and daughter has gone a wandering, possibly into a fair and pleasant land.
Ah, voluntarily?
I would be surprised. But not beyond the realms of possibility, but I would have been surprised, how shall I put it this way, maybe a little flim-flam and pizzazz was used to persuade her.
You shock me.
Oh,
really, I'm... John? His Majesty's... officials,
yeah.
Being less than entirely honest? Surely not.
Well, never happened when we were more active, I'm sure, so...
No, wouldn't have dreamt of it.
No.
So, are you... trying to find her?
I think maybe... she could do with hearing an alternative set of proposals, shall we say. If she still is happy with where she is, after we've had a little chat, fine. She can disappear into the machinations that is the Whitehall bureaucracy but it's basically...
God forbid.
Or she might prefer plan B. Either way, she actually might have a little bit of information about something that seems to be causing more and more annoyance, and possibly could do with disappearing, shall we say. This is, I hasten to add, is Kit not anybody.
I see. Yes.
Yeah. Some of the old kit seems to have risen to what seems to be rising to the surface, or people are definitely looking for it anyway.
So we'd all seen sense and decided to leave off all that sort of thing, but
well,
clearly not.
That was the plan.
Do you have any idea which branch of the family might have been dealing with daughter?
I presume that I'd know roughly who she, because I knew who she was going.
Yeah, to. You can either. I see. I know. What do you have to names, venues?
Probably more venue would be helpful. Name, if ideally, a rough idea of protection, I guess, as well.
I am guessing
that being hidden within plain sight might well be the the best protection of all.
Does usually work.
Who pays attention to old ladies, eh?
Exactly. Are you still at the same address? Are you still directing me to the same address? All right, I'll have Sam run over the run your trousers back to you later
that,
on.
That will be very good. And let's say that I remember that Bombay Sapphire wasn't maybe the tipple for those who she got on with, but there was maybe a couple of other ones that she'd prefer if you were going out to bribe.
Mm-hmm.
And I will mention one of the better gins that that maybe she would prefer.
The botanist.
Always welcome.
Yeah.
Always welcome. No, it's nice to see a friendly face again. You were always interesting to work with.
Mm. Well, I mean, the one thing I find these days with everyone, they have no time. Stopping and talking. Yeah. Take in the ambiance.
Never get anything done if you're always in a hurry.
Yes. Taste the gin. I seem to remember a very, very important lady telling me that a long time ago when I was a very callow youth. Taste the gin has been a watchword that I have followed for many a year.
Flattery will get you every day, dear boy. Go on, be off with you.
Okay, I shall give her a kiss on the cheek, as always, and away I go.
Yeah.
I wonder how many things she's quietly dropped on me to basically track me and bits and pieces. So basically I'll go via Frank and basically strip off.
Just a couple.
There's a new one.
But all my clothes go into basically the fire. Frank's
this
there
one looks just like a ladybird.
Yeah. And so
very
on
nice
so,
work.
And so
very
on and nice so work. Forth.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She didn't draw a single weapon on you. She must be in a good mood.
Well, this is it.
She's slowing down a bit now, you know.
Well, you know.
Can't always be sword fighting all the time.
And obviously, you know, I did promise her expensive gin.
Well, yes, indeed. A little later on, within a few hours, someone will pop round on an e-bike and knock on the door of whichever address you are sending these things to.
Mm-hmm. It will, yeah. Okay, I'll have made sure I'm there.
Yep, it's the current Sam. One set of trousers for you, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. And I believe This is for her ladyship.
I'm sure she'll be very grateful, sir.
Okay. And
to obviously bundled up inside, you will find a piece of paper with a list of addresses, some numbers on them, which you can decode as telling you various things about security.
Mm-hmm.
Is, of course, headed to Christmas cards.
Of course. So I will basically then spend the next day or two meandering around the various villages in the home counties area. Basically, drinking an awful lot in pubs. Oh dear, what a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Funny how your plans always seem to go that way. whereas I get to lurk in a ditch for 3 days with no food or water.
Nobody made you do that, Frank.
No one actually made you do that, Frank.
Other options were available.
I did give you lots of, well, in fact, I even gave you the name of the B&B, which was round the corner, that had a very, very, very nice pint of Abbott's. But never mind. Don't you worry about that. So, yeah.
Can't trust them, you know.
Yeah. But no, so basically just went meandering around and double check each one until eventually, find one with a lady who potentially could meet.
Well, so you have a list of about a dozen addresses. Yeah. Some of those you quickly cross off. They are sufficiently inactive that if there is anyone there, it's probably not her.
Mm-hmm.
It might be someone who is very much laying low, and possibly hiding in a basement underneath or something. But you don't think it's that sort of place. You can get close enough to observe security measures at a couple of places. You think, several of these are live and seem to have some activity. Some of them you can tell there's multiple people in and therefore probably not.
Mm-hmm.
At least one of them you probably know who's in it.
Mm-hmm.
With a few days of solid work and a bit of cross-checking on other things, like what kind of deliveries have been made, for example. You talk about Domino's, but honestly, the ones where they're getting lots of Domino's delivered is probably not Agnes.
Mm-hmm.
But that one has a Waitrose delivery. With vegetables and everything.
Oh.
So possibly Tesco, who knows? But anyway.
Yeah.
You can narrow it down.
And these vegetables would make a traditional Polish healthy warming soup.
Yes. Look at all this beetroot. You can certainly do that. Give me some sort of roll just to get in a sense of how long it's going to take you to comb through these possibilities.
Right. So let us have a quick meander through my list of things I can do. Observation.
Notice. Yeah. That sounds perfect.
Okay. So it is one of my better ones. Which is good, considering it's actually not too bad. The 6 worried me, but the 2 and the 3 weren't too bad. So that is 11 under 17.
Very respectable. So it'll take you a couple of days. Your information is sufficiently good, and your cross-referencing with what Frank is able to pull out for you is sufficiently good.
Mm-hmm.
That you are fairly confident that you know where Agnes is camped out.
Okay. How much of a security force around her does she have?
I'm trying to look at how they'd actually do. Do you know how they actually do security?
So you'd have probably a couple of people.
Depends on how subtle they want to be.
Yes. So for example, you might have a semi-detached house where the person is actually in one side. Security team happen to live in the one next door.
Mm.
And there just happens to be a door that isn't on any plans. So you can actually, makes sense.
Things like that
all the way through to basically somebody lives in a block of flats, and every other person in the block of flats is additional security.
You tend to get keen gardeners, so they've got an excuse to be outside a lot.
Yes.
I'm going to say what you've probably got is they'll probably want a detached thing. It is. Yeah, let's say it's one of those like a detached thing where it's two like this. The top part is one property and the bottom part is another property, mm-hmm. basically.
Yes.
With a shared staircase. So, your suspicion would be that probably Agnes is on the ground floor.
Mm-hmm.
And that whoever else is upstairs and seems to spend quite a lot of time casually reading in the window and pottering around the garden,
mm-hmm.
and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And there is a reasonably steady stream of the same people coming in and out of the house at approximately, 6 to 10 hour intervals.
Oh, so she's under active interrogation.
Or change of shifts
or whatever.
Yeah. It's a small number of people. It's, like 3 or 4 people.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the other thing as well, is there somebody coming and talking to her every day sort of thing?
And it's a bit hard to tell, honestly.
Yeah. So. Mm. Okay, so I will let Frank know that we have a location. Minders don't seem to be too onerous.
Now we need to work on a pitch.
Yeah.
So we chances are she is there voluntarily based on what she's been told. She is not going to want to talk to strangers, so we need to come up with something really convincing.
Well, why don't I leave you to think on that?
Yeah.
Since it's 2010?
Yes.
Okay, that went significantly better than I thought it might. I thought this might be a bit of a dud, but...
I think, to be honest, if we'd have played more recently, I think we'd be further along than we are.
Yeah, probably. But also, you're doing lots of unanticipated stuff, but that's fine. So...
Yeah,
I don't have a plan for how you solve this adventure.
Hey.
It's not that kind of adventure.
Mm-hmm.
No, you have an end goal, and how we get to it is.
I have their end goals. I don't have any for you. What you do is up to you.
Yeah,
I have a situation.
Yeah, yeah. Because I mean, this is kind of what I was talking about the other week with John with the fudge thing, where I have a. Sort of an idea. Well, I have potentially 2 or 3 different ideas, but it will literally be: you wake up, tell me what you're in a room, tell me what you see, and based on that, and potentially based on everybody's. Feeding into, that might change, how shall I put it, the genre quite significantly.
Mm.
But it wouldn't matter because the actual plot itself should be reasonably genre independent.
Mm.
So in other words, if something is going from high fantasy to, I don't know, medieval shithouse to Victorian to modern day to far future, the basic concept should work across the whole board, I think.
Yeah.
But I just need to just double check that. There's a few things. There are a few more I's and T's to cross before I inflict that on you guys. So
I look forward to it.
So it should be good. Should be good.
Mm. Anyway, thank you very much.
Yeah. I'll get you next time.
Brilliant.
Cheers. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, so like I say, I should be around next Tuesday because we should be back by then. So
okay.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. See who's around and what we do.
Bundabar.
Right.
Cool. Cheers.
Bye.
Thanks. Cheers, Sim. Bye.
Bye.